الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Today we have fortunate, we have Maulana Shamsul Alam here with us, who visits us regularly from Bangladesh. MashaAllah, Maulana has got a big Darul Ulum. Dora Hadith tak ki taalim hai, mana Maulana? Ji. Oh, MashaAllah. Iftarul Ifta also, and Qirat also, MashaAllah. And for many years, this madrasa is running. Maulana visits us regularly. And this year, Maulana came with his son, MashaAllah. And his son rendered the Ash'ar, and MashaAllah, Mufti Sahib explained it very well. May Allah give us the essence and the reality of it. To ponder about it, Ash'ar are not just to listen to it as entertainment. The explanation is given so that the reality can come into us. And in it is all mainly that this worldly life is a temporary life, the real life is the Akhirah, and where we're going to be, and the first station of the Akhirah is the Qabr. And in the Qabr we're going to be all alone, and we'll be all alone from the time we die. There are people who are 88,000, maybe 5,000, how many thousand years who are in the Qabr. And we're all going to be there till the day of Qiyamah. And then when the world will come to an end, the life of the Qabr will still carry on till the day of Qiyamah. And we'll be all alone, and everything there will depend on how we spend our short lives here. Our 60, 70 years of life, how we spend it here, that's going to be how we're going to be in the Qabr. So let us not, like many people, they in their youth, from the age of, say, 15, whatever, till the age of 60 or 65, about 40 years, 40, 50 years, they might have enjoyed. But the last years of their lives, if their eating habits were bad, other habits, drugs, liquor, alcohol, smoking, then the end of their life, how much difficulty it goes. That is in this dunya. What we see with our eyes, then what's going to happen in the Qabr? And there will be till the end of the world, and then till Qiyamah. And in fact, in the ulama I've written, that on the day of Qiyamah, when people will be awoken and be called for now, Maidan-e-Hashar, for the Hisab Kitab, they will say, Man ba'athana min marqadina. We were in comfort. Who brought us now into this difficult? That difficult period, compared to the difficulties of Qiyamah, they will think they were in a picnic here. That hardship which a person will go through, compared to the terrible conditions of the day of Qiyamah, they will prefer that. So how it will be? So he said, really, Allah give us tawfiq, that this worldly life of ours, we don't abuse it. It's a short while. Make good of it so that we can benefit in the Akhirah. That is really the essence, bismillah, of all our programs we have, whether it is on Sulasa Arbiya night, this night tonight, whether it is the monthly majlis, whether it is our safars we have, whether it is our annual Islahi Jalsa, which is less than 2 months now, 2 months away. All the object of that is to how to bring this in our lives. For which Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam, and Allah says, wal asr. Allah takes a qasam of time. And such a qasam Allah Ta'ala has taken that it cannot break at all. Because time is a reality in which we are all living in. We are born in time. All the events of history take place. What and what is not happening in the world? All in time. And finally, we're going to die in time also. So Allah takes, took a solid qasam, because what he's going to say in front is something also absolutely solid, that we as the servants, the readers of the Quran, the readers of the Surah Al-Asr, the listeners to the Surah, we take that, we realize that something very, very important is being said. It is being said by Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. It is being said in the Quran Sharif. And in there, Allah is taking a qasam, wal asr. Wow, yeah, is for qasam. That Allah is taking an oath on time. So in other words, the subject which is coming in front, listen to it, very, very important. That Allah Rabbul Alameen, in the Quran Sharif, with qasam, and on such a qasam that nobody can ever break that qasam, to destroy that qasam, absolutely true. Then what does Allah Ta'ala say, which Allah wants us to listen to? Innal insana lafi khusr. Man is at a loss. Generally, that is the principle. Man doesn't know direction. Even for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, alam yajidka dhalan fahada. You didn't know your road. We guided you. Allah sent wahi. So it is from the wahi of Allah Ta'ala that we all got. And through Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we didn't see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But it is he who brought kalam-e-ilahi, and he gave it to us, and he gave us guidance. And now we have got that guidance. So only those people who will follow that wahi, they will have guidance. And in today's time, generally, unfortunately, many of us Muslims also, we follow Western education, Western system of life, everything of theirs we do. Whereas actually, we should be, our main thing must be the wahi of Allah, Quran Sharif, the teachings of Deen. Deen must be our real life. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written beautifully has explained it, that Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Many of us, all of us know this ayat. We know the translation also, that Allah says He has created us solely, only for His ibadat. So we are in this world for His ibadat. But now think ourselves, everyone, me, myself, everyone, how much have I got in my life that my life is for the ibadat of Allah? Normally, all of us living in this Western way of life, modern way of life, we think our lives are to earn livelihood. We give children education, that they can then perhaps go to university, then they can earn more. The whole thing is livelihood. Or we bring them into the shop, let them learn how to do business. Livelihood. Everything is around livelihood. And who are pious people today who take out time from that busy dunya's time and do make their namazes? They go for hajj also, they keep roza also. But their object is not deen. Their object is dunya. But they take out time that this is for us, for us to do. So we do it. Whereas the actual thing should be, we are here for ibadat. And from ibadat, we take out time now to go and earn so much that we can eat, we can wear clothes to wear, what our necessities are. That is really what a person is fulfilling the commands of Allah, who loves for making the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And he takes up from their time for dunya, and earning of dunya is a fardum ba'd al-fara'id. Farida ba'd al-fara'id. It's a farad after fulfilling your farais of deen first. But we see to dunya first. And to understand it a bit more clearer, women folk who are also pious, their life also is the whole day is the house, the kitchen, cooking, cleaning the house, maintaining the house, that is their work. From there, those who take out time to make their ibadat on time, fajr time, make fajr, make zohar, make tilawat, make other namazes, everything, they are pious ladies. Whereas actually it is that our whole time should be for ibadat. And we take out little time, go to the kitchen a little while, just to cook and see to the necessities. We see to our house just the necessities. But today our houses especially mansions that we are living in. And our time is devoted to looking after the house all the time. All this has to be maintained, that has to be seen to, that has to be seen to. In the whole process we take out time for ibadat also. That is now where, imagine where we should have been, where we are. And those people who don't even take out time for that ibadat. And Allah on the other hand is Ghafoorur Rahim, Arhamur Rahimeen. But let us think what our position. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala takes qasam to state the same subject matter. That those who do this, innal insan lafi khusr. Insan, generally human being. Yeah, Allah included everyone, Muslim, non-Muslim, the atheists, the believers, everyone Allah included, they are all in loss. One, if you connect it with Al-Asr, that they did not appreciate time. They abused time. Time was given to them. And a very short while we are supposed to be obedient to Allah and forever enjoy the fruit. And if the short while we abused it, then Allah help us all. Allah have mercy upon us. What will happen in the qabr then? Where we're going to be all alone. And only our amal, which won't come, like if a person was drinking drugs, there won't be drugs in the qabr. If a person was womanizing, there won't be woman in the qabr. It will be the azab of Allah Ta'ala. So what will be the condition there? And nobody to help him. You can't make a last phone call also. You can't connect with anyone. No SOS, no SMS, no emergency call, no ambulance, no one there to help you. Only our amal, according to what our amal. And if we connect it to the ayat in front, then it is those people who bring iman. And that also we have to see, that we bring correct iman on Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, that your iman, لَيْسَ بِأَمَانِيِّكُمْ وَلَا أَمَانِيِّ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. Your iman is not according to your well-wishing. First Allah addresses the Muslims, أَمَانِيِّكُمْ. That what you think is iman, that is not what necessarily is iman. And neither what the Christian, what the Ahl-e Kitab say. The Ahl-e Kitab said, we are better. The Muslim said, we are better. Allah said, that's not the criteria. What is, just like if we see in the Quran Sharif, the Bedouins, the people who live in the jungle, in the desert far away, normally they are clean of heart. They haven't got chaplosi. They are not two-faced. They don't make stories. What is in the heart, they say it openly, clearly, whoever it is. They said, Amanna. Qalatil Arabu, Amanna. But Allah Ta'ala, the all-knowing, even what those Bedouins, what is in their heart, for them also Allah says, Qul lam tu'minu. Don't say we have brought iman stuff. Walakin qulu aslamna. Yes, say, we have accepted Islam. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. And when iman will enter into your heart, then you can say we have brought iman. So many, all of us think, are we just, is our well-wishing that I've got iman, or have I got the reality of iman? Do I give preference to akhirat's life? Do I worry about the qabr? How many of us today, one day has passed, how many of us made dua? And those who made dua, how many of us made dua for our akhirat, our qabr? We will make dua that I mustn't have problems in dunya. I mustn't, my finances must be okay, health must be okay, all no fights, arguments, etc. Everything must be okay. But for qabr, who of us made dua? For qiyamah day, who of us made dua? We don't even think about that. Whereas we are born for that. We are in this dunya to prepare for the akhirat, for that eternal life there. So for that, effort is required. And alhamdulillah, of the four main efforts that were given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which are referred to in three aspects, but which are four, or according to what ulama explained, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Allah Ta'ala send a special favor on the believer, is ba'atha fihim rasulam min anfusihim, when he send the rasul to them from among themselves also. And what was the duty, so to say, the syllabus of nabuwat? What must Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam do? Or job description, that what is your work? First, yatlu alayhim ayati, the ayats of the Quran, to recite them. In there, ulama have said it refers to teaching of the Quran Sharif, to teach the Quran. And of course, the teaching of the Quran is not only for teaching, but for reading. From there, let us think, all of us, inshallah, all of us sitting here, we know how to read Quran. That duty of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and through his vicegerents, the ulama ikiram, they have fulfilled it. We all know how to read Quran. But how many of us are reading Quran daily? Ulama say that if a person is not a hafiz, at least one supara. Otherwise, even half, quarter supara, one, two pages. The minimum we should read about 3-4 pages a day. How many of us have read Quran Sharif today? How many of us have touched the Quran Sharif? And if a person is a hafiz of Quran, then he should read 3 paras. Or at least one para he should read. But how many of us are reading? Though we are hafiz of Quran also. And we know how to read. So that first teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was to teach the reading of the Quran. How many of us are reading it? According to other ulama, it is by reciting the ayats of the Quran to give da'wat to Islam. The da'wat of Islam. Which was the first, in the beginning of Islam, the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, engaged one way in da'wat. And if we see how they had traveled the world, from Medina Sharif, right till Morocco in the west, right till China in the east, right till Mongolia in the north, and here in the south, on the African coast, till where they had reached, and they gave the da'wat of Islam. Think for myself, how much do I give the da'wat of Islam? And this isn't the work of the ulama alone. Every one of the sahaba, they engaged in this. So what a great sacrifice. And under what circumstances they made these sacrifices. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam went to Taif, when the people of Makkah Sharif were not accepting Islam, and he gave them da'wat there. They just couldn't accept it. They refused. So much so that they put their young, like the, what you call this youngsters, who are like rudy, rough people, ruffians. They put them behind Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And they started stoning Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So much so that so much blood came that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's feet got stuck to his shoes. He became unconscious, he fell down. And afterwards, when he gained consciousness again, and then Allah sent the farishtas, all the farishtas of the mountains, the adab of Allah, and they offered their help to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, I hope that if they don't bring iman, their progeny will bring iman. So much. And then when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gained consciousness, he went back to them. And he told them, I'm the true Nabi of Allah. I've come here because how you people have hit me. I don't want the farishtas in the qabr to hit you like that. I don't want in Jahannam that you must suffer the consequences how you are treating me so badly today. And today we ourselves, for our sake, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I got hope from these people's progeny, there will be people who will accept Islam. The people of Taif were the Saqif, Bani Saqif, that tribe. And from them was born Muhammad ibn Qasim, who was the son-in-law of Yusuf ibn Hajjaj. And he was only 17 years old, 1-7, when Yusuf ibn Hajjaj sent him to Sindh in Pakistan, India, the Sindh province, when the woman there complained of the zulm that was being done on them. And he sent him there to go and sort out matters. And through his barakat, those people accepted Islam. And today most of us, or all of us of Indian origin, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Burma, all these countries, we are Muslims by the barakat of Muhammad ibn Qasim. And he is the barakat of the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's dua, when he was being humiliated, tortured, given so much of hardship. And today, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's barakat, in his dua's barakat, we became Muslims. But today, we living our lives like the non-Muslims. Our weddings, our homes, our lifestyle, how sad. Whereas we should be standing up more for Dawud. So if we join this ayat and the importance of it to the end of the ayat, then who are those people who will be saved from that? إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, who bring iman. And as I tried to explain to myself first, to all of us, that iman is not our wishful thinking, that I'm a Mawlana, I'm a Hafiz, I'm a Qari, and I still by that. No, the reality of iman. And that is, as I explained, that وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That brings the reality of man, the life of the qabr, the reality of that. So, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And then iman itself is also not sufficient. It will give jannat وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And then to do righteous deeds also. That a person does amal also. With iman, we will get Jannat, inshallah. But Jannat, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam informed, Qiyan. It's a barren place. It's just an open place. And all the enjoyments of Jannat are with your amal. How much of amal? And our faraz, wajibat, sunnat, muakkada are all limited. Lot of amal you can do is through nawafil. But very sad today, the ummah by and large, are not making amal on nawafil. And that is what is going to give the ghirasun fil jannah. All to furnish your jannah, to make beautiful your jannah, to all the enjoyments of jannah, is really, if we're going to see in essence, through all the nawafil. Nafil namaz, tilawat, zikr, all nafil ibadat, etc. Through that a person jannah is going to be made. Let us not be be in a illusion, be in a just that we imagining that I'm all right, I'm just going to Jannat and I'm going to enjoy it up there. We have to see what is my life, what am I, where am I. So إِلَّا الْآمِنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And another very important thing also which here the Quran Sharif has stated is وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالْحَقِّ, to make تَوَاصِي بِالْحَقِّ. تَوَاصِي is from the word wasiyat, that you make wasiyat. Now normally when you give advice, there are two words that are used, nasihat, advice, and wasiyat, both are advice. Nasihat is normally given when a person is hale and healthy, he gives people nasihat, do this, do that, a father, a grandfather, an alim, anyone. Wasiyat is usually that when I die then. And normally people attach more importance to wasiyat than nasihat. That this was a dying wish. This was on his dying bed he said this. So Allah is using the word wasiyat here. That so in other words, the importance that we invite to haq, that we invite towards the truth. All these things must come in us also. And it has to come in the whole ummah, my whole family, my town people, in the whole ummah. It has to come in the whole world, the non-Muslims also. So that we have to do. And everyone, Allah, if we want the success, it is dependent on this also, da'wat of haq. So our, alhamdulillah, all the effort of the khanqa, see all the effort one is of tilawat of Quran, da'wat, then is ta'aleem, to learn deen. Then is the effort of deen. But all the essence of this is to make amr. And that is the effort of the khanqa. The effort of tazkiyah. That what we know, we make amal on. So alhamdulillah, by our buzurg's barakat. And for us, especially our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, where he stressed on the running of the khanqa, having programs, etc. So we have all our programs, weekly programs, daily some programs, weekly programs, monthly programs. Then the annual is our annual Islahi Jalsa, which is coming in less than 2 months from now. Now let us see how many of us have given da'wat for the Jalsa. Many people like this were on such occasions, mashallah. Just today somebody told me a person who came and how his whole life changed, and a prominent person. Because of his whole, so many people, their view of life changed. And they understood the importance that normally Khanqa is taken once we were on Safar. And one prominent person came to me and he said that you're running a very successful Darulum. What was your need to come into Khanqa work? So I asked him what I spoke now. Was there anything wrong in there? So he said, no, very good talk. I said, that was all Khanqa talk. So what's your problem with the Khanqa? So this is Islah of Deen coming into our lives. That is what it is. So this is happening. Now how many of us are inviting towards it? One is that we just coming, alhamdulillah, shukr to Allah, great shukr to Allah. How many people are not even still no idea of Khanqa? But we are coming, alhamdulillah. But how many are we inviting? Ask today, how many people did I invite? I was coming for the program today. Did I invite anybody? Please, you also come. Well, we got a place in the car. You also come. Right? So, invitation. So now for the preparation for the annual ijtima, which is an occasion, it is just one an occasion for hidayah to spread. So we should try and get involved. Normally we leave it to the Khanqa itself here, that we must go and invite people. But what is the right thing? Each one of us, from whichever town we are, wherever we are, we must invite people of my household, people of my town, people, my friends, my family, whoever they are. And if we can, and this is all voluntary, it's not compulsory, that we go and we invite her. Today we can send a message on the phone also. But that has got a different effect, and a person takes out time. He spends money, petrol, time, and he goes and gives da'wat somewhere. Any masjid we choose, we go there and we tell them, Islahi Jalsa will be taking place these dates. Please try and attend, you will benefit. And we give them a small little da'wat. And all we have to say what is in our heart, how we have benefited, how we realize the importance, we are coming regularly, weekly. Just go and tell them that, nothing more. No flowery talks, no lengthy talks, 5 minutes, whatever is in our heart, just tell them, I benefited like this, you also come. So we shouldn't wait from the Khanqa that people should be going different places. We should be going around in our area. From our area, go to another area. That area goes to a third area. In this, if we work like this, we can cover a lot. And where we can't reach, we can send messages there. Overseas, etc. That they also, if they can't come, they can listen on live streaming. And many people are benefiting, but the real benefit is one-on-one. So how many of us are prepared to do that? For that, there are about 6 weeks left. About 6 weeks left, ample time that we can do this effort. And it comes in the hadith, in the Quran, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Help one another on good deeds. And مَنْدَلَّ عَلَى خَيْرٍ. Whoever tells somebody of good, and that person does it, all that reward will be coming to us also. So if through us, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told Hazrat Ali, لَأَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلٌ وَاحِدٌ. If Allah Ta'ala through you gives one person hidayat, it is better for you than the owning of red camels, which was a very prized, a very expensive thing for the Arabs, and they cherished to have that camel. More better than that is one person gets hidayat. Now how many of us, we just ordinary listeners we take ourselves to be. But if we just do this little effort, and one person gets hidayat, what great rewards. So this is an opportunity. Let us not lose it. It's here in front of us now. Liaise with Maulana Musa, Kaji, inshallah, that we will do this places so that there isn't duplication, or and some places get left out completely. We try and cover as much as possible, and everyone, and don't wait for an alim to be with us, and he must give the da'wah. Every individual, he can give the da'wah, and he can stay. And just in your simple terms, even if you go to a town, you don't have an official program. You meet 5-10 people after namaz. If 5 of us went in a car, and after namaz, we meet, each one meets 5 people, 2-3 people, and say, we just came here to give da'wah for the ijtima, for the Islahi Jalsa, taking place on this day in Azadwal, and we came to invite you. It will definitely have an effect on those people. And for that all, whatever so be sabr. We have to make sabr also. We have to go against our nafs. We feel frightened to go. We feel apprehensive. Against all that, go, take the step and do it. And then see, inshallah, we'll have made amal on this surah. Allah will save us from that nuksan, that terrible nuksan. And if one person gets hidayah through us, and if Allah wishes, many people will get, even if one person gets in our qabr, all that sawab, whatever he will do, we're going to get that sawab also all the time. So may Allah give us tawfiq, let us work in this direction, inshallah, and may Allah accept us all for his deen, inshallah.